You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible passage is Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 to 11. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provided her meat in the summer and gathered her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. I want you to note that this scripture is dealing with two issues. Specifically, it's addressing laziness. And he says, go to the ant. So we can learn from the creations of God. I tell you, if you sit down and observe animals, you will learn. If you observe plants, you will learn. If you observe nature, you know, God, that's why God is everywhere. He has revealed himself to us everywhere. Everything speaks about God. You know, in our store, in our kitchen store, the light there, we don't put it off. It's permanently on. And why did we do that? Because we don't want cockroach to be in that place. So we kept the light on because we know that they hate light. So we don't off the light in our store where we keep food and so on. So it's just simple principle. So there are insects, they hate light. But do you also know that sometimes we have to switch off light because of some insect that are attracted to light? So there are people that light drives them away. There are people that light attracts them. So many things. Animal can teach us quite a lot. Nature can teach us a lot. Now, here is addressing the issue of laziness. I say, look at the ant. They do two things. One, they walk. Two, they save for the future. So don't be lazy. Engage yourself. Sometimes people are looking for job, but there is always work. See, what you need is work. I advise people, I say, learn to go and work for people for free. You will see God will provide for you. Just go and work for free. Work for free. But the problem is that you are looking for a job. Sometimes the experience you need to get a job, you will acquire that experience by working for free. Nobody is going to question you in your CV whether you did the job for free or not. Just work. There is always work. Exercise yourself. Don't just sit down and be lazy and say that you're waiting for somebody to send you money. You're waiting for the economy to change. No. Laziness is not part of the plan of God. But then, in verse 8, he said, though they don't have rulers, they provided meat in the summer and gathered their food in harvest. Look at it. They gathered their food in the harvest. They provided their meat in the summer. So they consider the future. That means they save. So it means that it is important to save. It is dangerous to have this orientation that money is just spending. So when money comes to your hand, all you think is spending. When somebody sends money to you, all you are thinking is how you will spend that money. You are not thinking of, I must save something, I must put something on the side. It's so important to save. It was savings that saved Joseph, that Joseph used to save the entire world. In the days of abundance, he saved. There are a lot of people today that have regret. You know why? They once touched money. They once had money, but they mismanage it. Anything you mismanage, it's not going to last. God is not a waster. He provided fish. He provided bread. They ate, but there were 12 baskets left. He said, gather the fragment that nothing be lost. He knew the number of people that were there. He could have provided the exact number, but he made sure there was excess. But he said, because I provided excess, does not mean you should waste it. He said, you should save it. There are people today, they are suffering. It's not any spiritual problem. It's just because they don't know how to manage money. They are wasteful. You just want to buy things. See, there is no end of buy things. Even if you are a billionaire, there will still be things you will want to buy. That's why godliness with contentment is great gain. So it's very important that we save for tomorrow. However, this is where the balance now comes in. Even though he told us to go to the ant to learn, We are not led by ant. We are led by the Spirit of God. So you may live a life whereas you don't have savings. And it's not because you are wasteful. You see, this is the problem, that somebody can come and preach this passage and preach so much about savings. And then you know you are living right. You know you are not wasteful. You know the little resource that you are having, you can barely survive from it. And then when you hear a message like this, you may now feel bad that what is wrong with us. No, you are not being led by ant. The ant provides some form of wisdom, but we are actually being led by the Spirit of God. And sometimes God can lead you in a way such that you will have nothing you are looking up other than Him. A missionary is somebody that was sent to a place where they don't know the gospel, and that person is there preaching the gospel. He doesn't even have any means of survival. How will that person save? What does that person want to save? So here is where, that is where a balance must come to these kind of teachings. Otherwise, you will confuse people. There are also instances where God will say, no, take everything you have, give it. Now, if you are being led by the Spirit of God to do that, you can say, well, He asked me to save. Let me just save. No, if He's asking you to give it all, give it all. As a general principle, don't waste resources and save resources for tomorrow. But you can also be led of the Lord in different ways. So people who are being led differently, when they hear a teachings on the ant like this, they keep wondering if they are doing something wrong. Look at the early church. Some people sold their land, sold their houses, and brought the money at the apostles' feet. Wouldn't it have made sense if they sold it and then they went to invest it in business, and the business is now yielding money, and then they are now bringing it? No, that makes sense too. You know, Judas, when he saw the woman who broke her alabaster box and anointed Jesus, that's how all of them felt. That, hey, this money, why not invest it? And if you invest it, you can then even be using the profit to be sponsoring the ministry of Jesus. But the woman was not led at that particular time that way. It's not as if that wisdom in itself is wrong. But she was not led that way. So we are being led by the Spirit of God, not by ant. We will learn from the ant, but we will follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. This is the balance. So that you are not confused and then you are wondering, why are you not able to do this one? Why are you not able to do that one? Just say to the general principle is that we must not waste whatever God has put in our hands. In fact, we must understand that as born again people, we are no longer living for ourselves. We are actually dead. The life that we have now is the life of Christ. So whatever you have belongs to Him because He owns you 100%. That is the reality. And you will not take one dime out of this world. However, you must manage His resources well. The body you have belongs to Him. You must manage it well. You must preserve it. You must use it well. If He now leads you in a different way, follow His leading. As many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. You are the children of God when you are led by the Spirit of God. I just hope that this will give you more clarity and balance on issues like this. May the Lord Himself give you wisdom in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.